This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, let's get some damn music. Let's party. A little football today, please.
All right, well, you know what?
What?
Jeremy Otto just mentioned it in his update. So.
Oh, this?
Yeah. It just belongs at the end of that.
That's fine. We can make that happen.
No. Talked about the CBS Sports ranked the top 25 worst hires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lions with three in a 25-year span.
So.
Big yikes.
Let's have some fun. Gentlemen. Let's see how many of these you can name before I have to give you the list.
And it's this century.
This century.
Okay, I'm going to start with a personal favorite.
Okay.
Joe Judge.
Michael, you are on the board.
Excellent.
Joe Judge comes in at number 17.
He was terrible.
That special means there teams, are 16 coaches worse than him.
Special teams with a really special opinion of himself. And he was gone just like that.
Paul Sarah, there's one for your team on here.
Oh, I'm going to guess. I think I know what it was. It was a personally hellish season for me. I'm going to go with Cam Cameron.
Yikes. I will never forgive Cam
Number
Cameron.
Number three.
Cam Cameron will he'll die, and it'll be on his gravestone. Guy who replaced Antoine Randle L at quarterback at Indiana with Tommy Harris. You had one of the most untackleable, making a word up, players in history. Yeah. You replaced him with some hayseed hillbilly.
I remember his first press conference in training camp. It was so bad they asked him about it, and he said, well, you got to fail forward fast.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. No one else did either, Mike.
Thank you, Paul.
Paul, since you're on the microphone, you want to take a guess? There's another Miami coach.
Oh, blank stare.
Oh, is it Adam Gase?
It is Adam Gase, but not for the Dolphins.
For the Jets?
Yeah.
With the crazy eyes?
Yeah, the blank stare theater. I still don't know what happened that day.
Yeah, he kind of, you know what it was? It was like UCLA's coach last year at Big Ten Media Day, where he just kind of spaced out when they asked him a question, and he just lost it.
Oh, we're in Los Angeles and things?
And you know, we're next to USC, and so the Trojans.
We play football and stuff?
Right.
Let it go.
Okay. Kenny, you got it.
Rico, I actually saw this list, so this is going to be a Paul and Mikey type of game.
Okay.
Okay. I will use the jank rule.
No, okay. That's fine. Okay. This century, my problem is I've got a lot of late 90s thoughts, mm-hmm. and I'll miss the cutoff. Can we go to the Bears for a minute?
Okay.
Can we go Eberflus, who's completely atrocious?
He did not
really
make the list.
Man, you forget how much time is on the clock. Okay. Yeah. Josh McDaniels, Denver Broncos. That's for Paul Sarra. That's love.
Number four.
It was a total disaster, and he had Tim Tebow. Armless quarterback.
Yes, number four.
Back to Paul Sarra.
Man, there's been a lot of really bad hires. I guess I'll go with the obvious. I'll go with Matt Patricia.
I didn't know Lions coaches were eligible. I thought we just ruled those out.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, Matty Patty. Yeah, you know what? He was 9.
Morning Wig.
Rod Marinelli was 10, and Morning Wig was 7.
The bar is high.
So those three are now taken off.
Okay. Paul, rock and roll.
Man, it's really tough to narrow this down. There have been so many bad coaches over the years. I'm going to go with the man. His name's escaping me at the moment, but the Falcons coach that went there and then quit like two-thirds of the way through the first season.
Oh, Bobby Petrino.
Petrino, yes.
He did it by text, I think.
Paul, number 2.
It's weird that that's the second most embarrassing thing, considering he had a neck brace press conference.
And, yeah, he was like all suntan and beet red. I remember
in a
that.
Neck brace.
Right. What happened?
Things.
Moped accident. Yeah, these aren't adding up. This math ain't mathing. Okay, go ahead, Mike. There's a lot of assistant coaches on here.
All right, let me ask this. Are there any other Giants on here?
Any other Giants on here?
Because I'd love to say Pat Shurmur.
No.
He was an atrocity. All right. Trying to think, man. This is difficult. Give me a hint.
There's some failed college coaches.
Okay. So Petrino off the list. Can I go Lane Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin did not make the list.
Which is shocking. Lane Kiffin and Jamarcus Russell were in the same city at the same time. Mm-hmm. Didn't make the list. Over to Paul Sarra.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with a guy who is an excellent college coach, first ballot Hall of Fame college coach, but didn't know who Aaron Donald was, and that's I'm going to go with Urban Meyer.
Good call.
Number 1.
Nice.
There's actually a 1B, Mike, so you can still represent.
Well, Urban still had the proctology appointment on the dance floor. That
you know, he was having a little fun.
Neck brace press conference or the proctology pickup lines?
No, the neck brace press conference, because Urban didn't know he was being filmed. You knew you were about to come out to this press conference.
Fair. let me ask this. What about Jeff Fisher, but not with the Titans, with the Rams?
No. Good call.
Damn.
But no.
All right, back to Paul.
I'm going to go with former Miami Hurricane coach, left before they won a title, Butch Davis.
No, there was a former Miami Hurricanes coach, but not Butch Davis.
Well, Jimmy Johnson was the 90s, right? Or is that 2000?
There was no, not Jimmy Johnson. There's still another former. He did coach Miami.
Well, somebody hire Larry Coker? Who the hell am I missing here? Paul, go ahead.
I don't know.
Let me give you a help with that. It'd be Dennis Erickson.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
He coached the Niners.
Yes, for 5 minutes he did. Wait a minute. What about the Niners coach who farted at the press conference? And he always looked like he was chewing on a plum pit. The Bobby Bonanno or whatever his name was. That was his name.
Tom Sula.
Yeah. Yes. Joe Tom Sula.
Tom Sula, yeah.
He bleeped himself at a press conference.
Number 6.
Yeah. I'm on the board.
I feel like there's going to be like a lot of random Raiders coaches, so I'm going to go Tom Cable.
Wow.
No.
Oh, good call. Just give Paul kind of the napalm approach. We're just blanketing it with all Raiders hires.
No, but that's a great hint. There is one organization that had so many bad hires, they just lumped them all together.
Okay. Would it be Cleveland? Yes.
Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini, Pat Shurmur.
yeah. Oh, my God. Romeo Crennel. The problem? He wore his pants. He wore his pants at his throat.
I think that might be why Shurmur didn't show up for the Giants, Mike, because he was taken by the Browns.
Rob Chizinski. Yeah, they named him. They listed him all together at number 25. There is a Dolphins coach out there, former college head coach.
Wait, I was going to say Joe Philbin. All right.
College head coach.
Don't overthink this one, guys.
We already said no to Jimmy Johnson.
Correct.
Who the hell did they go to the college ranks and go get? Paul, this is your shipwreck of a franchise.
I don't. This is for the Miami Hurricanes?
He never got his quarterback he wanted. He was stuck.
Oh, Nick Saban. He wanted Drew Brees.
Yes.
They put Culpepper over
yes.
there.
Get your roll on.
Because the doctors wouldn't pass Brees' physical because yes. of the labrum.
Right. Was it David Culley for the Texans? Lovey Smith from the Texans.
Time out. Steve Wilkes.
Nope.
He was a one and done. How is he not on the list? He was so atrocious. He was one and done.
Not on the list. Honorable mention. Not on the
list. This might have been late 90s, but was it Spurrier?
That was 90s.
90s? Okay.
No. Spurrier. Washington.
What was it, the year 2000?
Yeah, I think so.
The Lavernius Coles era.
Way to go.
He just kept bringing in former Gators failed quarterbacks.
Correct.
To start.
David Campo at 21. Steve Spurrier at 20. At 19, Jim Zorn. Greg Schiano.
Total disaster. Tampa, including the end of the games. They kept trying to take people's legs out.
Dennis Allen, Rams.
I hate Dennis Allen.
Steve Spagnuolo.
See, that one's tough. You know what? I know he was bad with the Rams as a coach.
I said, think coordinator.
Hall of Fame defensive coordinator, but man, he was bad as a head coach.
Gus Bradley with the Jags at 14. We got Dennis Erickson. We got
now,
Gase.
Now, question.
Hugh Jackson.
Mel Tucker was only an intern with Chicago, correct?
Correct.
Because he was atrocious, too.
He was, but he wore shorts.
And that's when Mel Tucker had hair.
He wore shorts in Miami. Hugh Jackson, Cleveland at 11. Art Schell. Raiders.
Wait. Art Schell was 1993 with the Raiders. They did an Art Schell redux?
Yeah, they did it again in like the mid-2000s.
Yeah, they brought him back.
Why am I spaced out on this? What was Art Schell, 80 by the time he took the job again? Because he was the coach in 93 when they made the AFC title game.
He was being puppeted like Weekend at Bernie's, Mike.
His second stint happened in 2006.
Because he was old in 93.
Al Davis took him out of retirement.
The home.
Yeah.
Wow.
They averaged just 10 points a game.
Shocking it didn't go well.
At 5 is Nathaniel Hackett for the Broncos. And then we got Josh McDaniel, Cam Cameron, Bobby Petrino. The one we missed, Bill Belichick, Jets. He was there for about 2 days.
That doesn't count. He dovetailed out just like Rich Rod at Bama. Come on. Never forget, Rich Rod was the head coach at Bama.
He was.
For about 5 minutes.
He was. And what was the guy from Notre Dame? And then he got busted at the strip club.
No. George O'Leary lied on his resume.
Yes, he did. Okay.
That was not the booby bar.
Wait, which one was the guy was at the strip club yelling, roll, tide, roll?
Okay, no, that was Mike Price with a prostitute. And he said that, and I'm not going to say what he said because it'll turn into a drop. But he said something was rolling and we're going to leave it alone.
Roll, tide, roll.
That was when he was at Wazoo. He takes the job. He gets with a prostitute.
And he says?
No.
Okay, nobody's listening, Mike.
No.
We're in commercial.
Both of you can go to hell. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, knock down a couple of phone calls. We will get to who said it at 4:30. What we've been doing today is a little different, a little lighter. But no, we're not doing, you know, your favorite beach chair. It's the airing of the grievances, which is trigger points, meaning the thing in sports that sends you over the edge. It can be a player, a personality, a network, anything. And we've had people call in all over the board. We had people call in and just say ESPN's existence. We've had people say Angel Reese, Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Day. A couple people have called in attacking the fans of this town. But just whatever grinds your gears, liberate yourself. Set yourself free for the weekend. You don't need to justify your grievance. You only need to communicate it. That's really it. We go to Terry in Livonia, 97.1. Terry, what's going on?
I can't stand Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
I'm a diehard Vikings fan.
Hold on. Mike, is this you on the phone?
You two are the only two state fans who say it real with Kirk Cousins. Everyone else thinks this guy is Jesus on earth.
I know.
And I can't take it. I was so happy when he finally left. I was so happy. And then I have to hear all summer long people speculating that this bum is going to, you know, somehow come back to be JJ's backup. Look, he can't win a big game. He pads his stat, didn't want to take sacks with the short passes, fumbles and the turnovers are at critical times. He can't, and again, and he has such a fake persona.
There it is.
It's
almost as if Ned Flanders from The Simpsons was a real person.
Okay, Terry, Mike, let me. That should be a show. Let me say this. Could it be that we live in such a cynical world that a person like that seems fake?
No.
Okay.
No. And this guy, Rico, I go back to what you said. That this guy is so petty that when he was at State, he kept count of who was the Keith Nichols family and who was their side and who was the Kirk Cousins side.
Yeah, that's true.
Win a big game, for God's sakes. There's always an excuse why this clown couldn't come through. And I'll tell you this. He is Joey Harrington with better stats. Everyone wants to blame Joey Blues guys. This guy never takes accountability for anything. Back in the COVID thing, you say he blamed it on the quarterback room was too small. This clown, I can't take him.
Terry, get it all out.
No, but
he's right.
Now Terry's going to feel so much better this weekend. Now look at it.
And I always thought it was funny that one of his most famous plays at Michigan State, it was Keith Nichol who caught the pass.
Yeah, guys, I just want him to go away. I mean, and he's a journeyman now. He's officially a journeyman. He finally, at least, and the Vikings have some culpability. I'm a diehard. He has some culpability, signed that guaranteed contract, keep him in there. And then he goes to Atlanta. He leads the NFL in interceptions. Even though he got benched. Now they're looking to put him somewhere else. So, and the only thing else I want to say, guys, is Rico, you're my man because Julius Erving, Dr. J, was my favorite player going up on the stage.
Yes!
He pounded Larry Bird.
Hey.
Yeah, he might have some help, someone holding him back.
Thank you.
Larry wanted none of the smoke.
But Terry right here just defines what this topic is about. Now he's going to have a better weekend.
He is, man.
Now,
he
the
is.
One thing I'll give Cousins credit for, unbelievable businessman. Because somehow he fooled everybody into paying him all that guaranteed cheddar. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins is going to walk from the NFL with like $500 million
for
a guy who is 1 in a million in primetime games.
And that's what I'm saying. And if he is a backup, okay, great. Not taking any hits. Does the check get reduced? No. All right, I'm fine with that. I'll build a big bigger fire pit.
Let's go. Let's go to Jeff 97.1. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? I can't stand these announcers that keep saying he put his foot in the ground. How are you supposed to run if you don't put your foot in the ground? Okay. Get rid of those guys.
You know the one that kills me? When the announcer tries to do the, oh, he just said to his opponent, your mom's a whore. And it's like, no, he didn't say that. You just call the game. He says, catch me now. No, he didn't say that.
The other one's the chip on the shoulder, too. I can't stand that. But let's get over that.
The state, you know what, Jeff? The state of play-by-play in the world of sports has never been worse.
Jeff, if I can add one more to your list, and I know this is your list, but if you would allow.
Absolutely.
If I never hear the term GOAT again.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on my list.
Okay, thank you. Listen, this is good.
You guys have a good one.
Jeff, appreciate it. It's a time of healing. Let's
if I ever have to, like, oh, my God. Everybody can't be the greatest.
Oh, but look, he's got a goat necklace. I want to smash a chair. Let's just go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Same to you, Mike. What's going on, pal?
Oh, man, this year, this offseason, it's always bothered me, but this offseason the most. Devin Booker, I mean, take off the Tiger's head.
Yes.
Get off the sideline in Ford Field. No more first pitches in Detroit. And please, God, stop telling me how much you like Tom Izzo in the Breslin Center, in the Dairy Store, in Munfield. I mean, this guy... I love the topic today because this actually pisses me off to a point where it shouldn't. I cannot stand him. I can't stand it. He needs to shut up, sit down, and just rot in Phoenix.
That's it.
I cannot stand him. Because
you know the best part? Oh, I'm going to throw the first pitch out. I have a hat on. Go away. If you want to be here so bad, you could execute it in one text. And he doesn't.
Oh, my goodness.
He did that crap with MSU. I really wanted to go to state. You know, fun fact, Mike. He could have. You went to Kentucky.
I know. Oh, my goodness. He grinds my gears. Get rid of your Barry Sanders jersey. Get rid of your JV jersey. Throw all the crap out, man. I cannot stand it.
And enjoy playing. And I mean it when I say it, no hyperbole. Enjoy playing for the single worst franchise, not named the Charlotte Hornets, in the National Basketball Association. Enjoy. There's your life.
Couldn't agree more.
That's what you wanted, Devin. Hope you enjoy your extension.
Yeah, and they went from right on the cusp of being a powerhouse.
Well, when you have an owner walk in who doesn't know what they're doing but controls everything, this is typically how it goes.
Okay,
you know stick to mortgages.
You win.
He walked in and just basically went, I know everything. No, you have smart people. Let them be smart.
I'm with you. Saratoga.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kenny. Put it in the hopper. I'm sure that'll be the new drop. We will get to the people. Everybody just sit tight because the grievances are not running out. We got to do who said it. Got to touch table on a little football. But airing of the trigger points will continue. 97.1. Yeah. Okay. Rico, that's going to be the new drop. Straight to the people. We're going to punt on who said it. Too many people want to air grievances, the trigger point in sports. We want everyone getting to their weekend in a healthy manner. Next week, by the way, programming note. Yes, the Stoney and Wojo Invitational, Wednesday. We have to keep Mike Stone on the rails. That's the key. The over-under at FanDuel on violations that if we don't operate the dump button on Stoney is set at 2.5. So,
you know what? Hopefully mine will be active at that point.
You're good. You're good. We have the drop tournament next week. We are also going to do our rivalry summit. We're going to take David's list. You weren't here. We are going to do the top 20 college football rivalries. Our system, our grading, your feedback, people. It's going to be a rivalry summit because the list David put out there was Rudy Poo. Let's go to our man Paul and Shelby, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Michael, Rico, Kenny, and Mr. Sarah, special guest.
That's right,
man, Paul.
DJ 305. What's going on, Paul?
Yeah, not much, man. You know, a great show today. Great show.
Thank you. A lot of
great calls. I'm going to touch on a little something that really irks my butt, that you guys touched on yesterday briefly. And I want to tell you a short story real quick. Way back in the late 80s, when the only game in town was the old WJR sports wrap, I was talking to those guys, and I said, guys, you know, the greed and the money is just going to price out the common man. It's coming. They laughed at me. Well, fast forward 2025, and look where we are. And it's not just the NFL. It's all-encompassing. Look what they're doing to college. Look what they're doing here. Look what they're doing there. How long is it going to be? And now they got you attacked in the comfort of your own home. If you don't have this streaming service, you ain't watching. If you don't have this, how long is it going to be before the Super Bowl is pay-per-view? I could realistically see Sunday football, everybody going to Eddie's garage. You know, he's got a little cookstop stove. He's got a couple fridges, tables and chairs, and you're paying $35 to enter Eddie's garage just to watch a football game on a Sunday.
You know what, Paul?
Guys, day's coming, man.
I think that's going to be the last thing is the pay-per-view Super Bowl. At that point, it's over. It's done.
Paul, I just want to change, look at what they're doing to college, and we can just change it to look what they've done. I would argue they've ruined it, and it's greed that did it.
Exactly. And, you know, here's the other thing as well, guys. It's always been the common man that has paid the gate, whether it's at the live event, at the stadium, the concessions, the parking, et cetera. And now they're hitting us in our own home. So what happens when you kill the golden goose? And it just isn't worth it for these networks to pay these high dollars because nobody's watching anymore. You priced us out.
Paul, you nailed it. And the greed, here's the other thing. Listen, I don't begrudge the players. Make your money. But whether but when we have now reached essentially $1 million a game player in the NBA, that, I mean, Devin Booker is making $72 million. He will not play 72 games. Mm-hmm. Paul, it is starting to, it's starting to feel a little different.
Yeah, when SGA is going to make literally, like, I think, what, 20,
more than the Florida Marlins entire organization.
I think he's going to make like $2,000 a minute.
And again, I'm not mad about it. I'm saying you can be turned off by something without being mad about it. I don't have a problem with players getting paid in college. But when you see Texas Tech signing a high school tackle to a $5 million deal, we have lost cabin pressure. Yeah. What if I, like, you and I know this, but the average fan may or may not. If you're a hardcore college football fan, you will. High school offensive linemen, on average, if they make it, because scouting and being right on offensive linemen is the hardest thing to do in the sport. It's harder than quarterback. It takes a minimum of 3 years for those guys to truly hit the field.
Yes.
And again, like, will you go, well, come on, there has to be examples. There's always an outlier.
The Orlando Paces of the world, that type of person who just walked
in. Once in a generation.
You're right. And here's the thing. 3 years in, because you normally redshirt the first year, so by your redshirt sophomore year, you're in the rotation, but you're probably the weakest link out there. You don't come in being lights out as an offensive tackle.
But yet, $5 million.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the position that he plays. Your body is still developing. You still got to hit the weight room. Yeah.
Plus people, and again, I know we're going down a rabbit hole, but like what linemen have to do to maintain the weight. Like if you go look at like, man, they're not just sitting there eating cheeseburgers. You're talking about guys having to do 10 to 12,000 calories a day to maintain that size, all while not having it go to complete slop. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's a complete body transformation.
Or you get those
kids
who have complete slop, and now we got to get you into form.
That's no way to talk about Devontae Dobbs.
Saratoga.
No, listen, MSU got two Belleville guys in history. They were both terrible. Who was the corner? He sucked too. He went to Memphis.
Julian
Barnett.
Barnett.
He was terrible.
Well, they also had, was it Davion? Somebody. He ended up transferring to Western Kentucky. He was okay.
Hey, go Toppers.
All right.
With the fighting Grimace. Yeah, that's right. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jim, 97.1. Jim, what's going on, pal?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Good, Jimmy. What's up?
As I know you're not going to like this, Mike, but
what?
I listen to you every day knowing this. As a Michigan alum, there's one thing that's always peeved me is why Michigan people can pick on Michigan State by calling them little brother.
Yeah, it just feels played out to me. I don't get mad about it the way I did, say, 15 years ago. But yeah, Jim, it's kind of one of those things. If somebody uses it, they're telling you they're low intellect. So I'm actually okay with it now.
Like, yeah,
it's dumb.
When I hear little brother, it means you have nothing else to add to the argument. So now we've just resorted to putting your fingers in your ears and waving, going,
plus,
nah, nah, nah.
We're so bad now, Jim, you wouldn't want us to be a part of the family. We're terrible.
Well, it's like I tell my friends that, all my Michigan friends, I says, why do you call them little brothers? They're grown-ass men that could beat the living you-know-whats out of you. They're not little brothers. They're boys.
Yeah, I mean, and then at the games, the chants from both places, the little brother,
and
then
worse
State
is
hits
when
with
State
little sister.
Yeah, and State fans sound stupid when they do that crap.
Right, little sisters.
So, yeah, now, yeah. Jim, I'm with you, but, you know, look, fortunately or unfortunately, the rivalry is just not at a place where it's even a rivalry right now. We can't get out of bed, basically. We have one good moment, it seems, because COVID doesn't count. I'm not even counting the Ricky White mystery game. Essentially, in the last 6 years, we have one moment, and it was 2021, the K-9 game. Other than that, it's been steamroll city.
Could have been last year if Coach knew
what
he was doing.
If Jonathan Smith knew what the hell he had gotten himself into, but he was...
Hey, first and goal from the one.
Can you just leave it alone?
All right. You know what? How
really?
About...
Really?
I... Mm-mm. Yeah! I'm going to give you some good news, Mike, and I'm going to give it to you before we hit a break. How about this?
Okay.
Eli Manning has backed out of ownership of the Giants. He said it was too expensive, too pricey, and he will not be a part of your management.
And guess what? It's because the Giants sold to private equity, right? That John Mara took a slice of the franchise. I think it got valued at like $8 billion, something ridiculous. And they're going to use that valuation to garner further investment. Well, like, let's be real about it. Eli made good money, but who are we kidding? So it's like Jay-Z. Jay-Z never owned the Nets. Jay-Z owned 0.01%.
But he got to sit courtside.
Right, but he's the face.
Yes. Like, well, Eli won't be the face,
no,
Mike.
No, Eli doesn't have that kind of scratch. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I figured you'd be happy.
I don't care. Honestly, at this point, I'd take him at quarterback. I don't care.
Wow.
We're terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.